Hello, welcome home, my friends. This is Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. Now, my throat is just shot. So, fun fact, over the last week or so, I had the COVID. And as one interviewer once said, ain't nobody had time for that. So, the brain fog is gone, the achiness is gone, but I still have like residual, like throat chakra clearing stuff going on, and a little bit of like a sinus congestion. So I might sound a little bit weird, but that doesn't mean that my spirits are any way, shape, or form changed or anything. I'm here. I'm ready to chit chat. So today I wanted to talk to you about reaping versus sowing, and not in the like in the metaphorical sense, more in not in the like actual true gardening sense. But I love this. This is coming up because I ordered a whole bunch of stuff to start my little like further my balcony garden. Like I've had plants on my balcony for a while now, especially like during like peak COVID, we made a point to just like make the balcony just like this beautiful safe outdoor space that we could go to that's like private and amazing. And now I'm in my like my homesteading era, if you will, and I'm like, all right, cool, like I want actual vegetables and I want like a medicinal herb garden and all this kind of stuff. So we're building some vertical things. It's gonna be really exciting. So we're in the sowing phase, if you will, so like waiting for the seeds, all that good stuff. But that also goes for our life. Like I love how the outside world kind of mirrors life and our life experience, right? So we have reaping seasons and we have sowing seasons. We have seasons in which we are putting in work and effort to cultivate something that we desire. And then there is the time to actually harvest what we have accomplished, what we have put our efforts in towards, right? And we have to like kind of allow the spaces to be separate. And I know for myself, I get into this space where I'm sewing all the time, right? I'm always constantly going. Okay, like cool, like I got this thing. All right, I put down the groundwork for that. Like let's move on to put down the groundwork for this. Let's put down the groundwork. Like, and I find that I oftentimes don't stop and like actually harvest what it is that I've created, right? So, and then in that missing out on the harvest season, there's opportunities and lessons that are missed because I didn't know what I didn't look at what I did. You know, like let's say, okay, this one time I lost 50 pounds, right? And I was so stuck on like, okay, but I want to lose like 50 more that I didn't focus on like, okay, well, what actually worked for me in this first process, like the first half of it, because I was so focused on like, well, what's the next half going to be, right? And so I didn't learn what worked for myself and my body and my whatever, and now we have to reinvent the wheel. So the importance of the reaping / harvesting season is the importance of learning. Right? It does feel like we've slowed down a little bit. And I think like I find for myself when I have like illnesses like this, like COVID or anything that takes me out for multiple days or like slows me down for multiple days, it's like, oh, okay. I take this as like God, source, universe, highest self, whatever beings that you like to believe in. It's being like, girl, stop for a second. Allow the space to fill, right? Like you've cleared and cleansed and done whatever. So allow the love to come in, allow the intention to actually form. And so sewing can calm down for a second. And I noticed it like, you know, like I posted to social media, but I wasn't as like aggro about like posting to my Instagram stories or my TikTok stories. I wasn't making a whole, like a video every single day. Like if I felt good enough to like make a video, I did it. If I didn't, I might have like made a post and like typed it out, which is all fine. But I was learning like in that space, like I could see like, okay, well, you know, this platform does like picture posts. This platform does prefer the video. This platform, you know, I get more like engagement if I might leave it for like a day or two and allow that one video that I already posted to like get some traction and have more conversations on that one video. So maybe I don't need to post a video every single day. Maybe I can do it every other day, or maybe I can do a post this day and then go live the next day and like, you know, like change things up a little bit so it's not always the same. And I'm reaching multiple people, reaching the masses, and getting different results or getting better results. But I have to allow the space to actually see and cultivate or I have to actually like reap these benefits and this information, this analysis to know how to better sow the next time. Yeah. So, it's always funny for me. Like, I'm always just like, okay, what do I need to learn right now? Why do I need to slow down right now? What is it that I need to do so that I can keep getting better and better and better and grow further and further and further, right? I noticed that like, okay, well, while I wasn't just like focusing on what I'm going to create next, I had people just like showing up in my places, my spaces. I got asked to speak in a group setting for something like a creative video that's going to be shared in a large group setting. And then I got asked to like show up on like a weekly basis and on a team meeting and say some like things every day. So like, I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm like, I wasn't, it's not even like people that even actively follow me on social media. It's people that just kind of know like my energy and know what I do and all of that. So like two separate people asked me to do different things, which I thought was like super awesome and something to celebrate. And I was just like, I didn't even do anything to cultivate this. In the sense of like, I didn't like specifically say, this is my intention. I intend for someone to ask me to do affirmations for them. I intend to like have somebody like ask me to like, it wasn't like a specific intention, but I did in fact reap these benefits of sowing the fact that I show up on a regular basis and let people know what I'm about, what I do. I offered like, I don't know, months ago to like do affirmations for something else. And this person got wind of it. And they were like, I love the work that you do. I love showing up. I love hearing you meditate. I love hearing you say like affirmations. I want that. I want a piece of that. I want a piece of that and bring that into the fold. Like I know that this is a part of you. So I would love it if you would share that gift with our team. Right. And so it's amazing how these things show up. But had I not slowed down and had this moment of like slowing down, I would not have really, one, celebrated the fact that this showed up for me, but two, realized that like the simplicity of it all. It's simple. Show up for what it is that you desire to create, and show up in a way that is grounded and confident in what it is that you have to offer, right? So from a business perspective, if we're talking about like, I want to sell, I don't know, I make blankets. I literally was in a group coaching call and somebody used blankets as an example. And so now that's stuck in my head. So, you know, like I make blankets, I have this product, but like, let's be real. How many blankets do I really need? Like I can make like 15 blankets, but I don't necessarily need all 15. I might want like two or three for my living room and maybe two or three in my bedroom. And if I have a big enough space, maybe two or three in the guest spaces throughout my home. But once we get to a certain point, like I don't need any more blankets in my space, right? I want to, you know, give them out. But we live in a world that requires finances. So I can't just give all of that time, that effort, that energy, the fact that like I use high quality, y'all, I don't make blankets, but like high quality fabrics, you know, I'm just using this as an example, right? I know that my like, and you're like, I love my blankets. Like I feel comfy, cozy and happy in it. So like, I know other people would love it. And that's the thing. Sometimes we get in that spot of like, okay, well, I like this thing, but I don't know if other people will like it or accept it, right? And so this is turning into a business conversation, but y'all, like seriously, the confidence that we have and the trust that we have in ourselves is what's going to push our desires forward, right? When we are looking at our creations and in a place of like wishy-washy, not confident, wondering like, is this gonna make it? Is this the one that's gonna skyrocket? Is this the thing? Like we're looking at it from that place, we're gonna get those kind of results. We're gonna get the inconsistent, sometimes great, sometimes not so great, like results. But if we're coming at it from the like, this is fucking fire. Like this is my life. This is my blood. And it can't help but be great. When we come at it from that perspective, it can't help but like thrive and be prosperous and be wonderful. It might take time to like get to the point, right? Yeah, like it might take time to get 1 million views. It might take time to get, you know, people buying it every single day. It might take some time. And that's okay. The trust and the confidence in ourselves as we are in that sowing process will get us to the place where we want to be when we are when it's time to harvest and reap, right? And when we're in that sowing process, you know, take notes. I know I'm the worst. I'm the worst at it. Like I literally was in a group setting and we were talking about like magic and doing like talking about candles and crystals and all this kind of stuff. And the mentor in the space was like, yeah, like I love to just write these things out. Like she takes the time to make like a paragraph and it's like, this is my intention candle for this. And she puts it on the candle and you know, she knows exactly what she asked for with that candle. And then, you know, she takes notes on like, how did it go? What happened? What manifested after it was done, like, or around the time that she was working on it, like when she was doing the work. And she has an understanding. So now later on, when she's like, wants to manifest something similar, she can go back and be like, yeah, February 22nd, 2024, I said that I wanted to manifest this and this is what showed up for me. And how do I analyze and understand what happened? Maybe, you know, she's like, I want to be debt free. Next thing you know, like 87 debt collectors call from whatever. And you're like, oh, but that's not what I meant when I did it. But like, hey, it's not like I don't have the money. Let me pay off all these things. And I am now literally debt free. Like I owe nobody nothing. So like, yeah, it might not have shown up the way I wanted it to, but like, hey, it showed up for me. So I know that like, I did the thing, like what I asked for did come true. All right. And so that builds that confidence, that builds that trust, that also shows like, hey, like I worked with these crystals or I did this kind of candle magic or I did this, whatever, when I set that intention. And you, if you're not like someone that likes to do the spell work or whatever, that's totally cool. Honestly, like the tools, those are just tools and resources. That's not the magic. Like those are things that kind of help us ground in and feel in and build up tradition and have like a physical tactile connection to it. But you don't need it if you don't want it. I like it. It's fun. I like traditional things. I like ritual things. I like to get like hands on with it. So that's something that makes me happy, but it doesn't like, it's not a necessity, right? You can sit, you can meditate, you can throw out prayer. You could do all of these things and it's all that to get you better connected, to get you better trusting, to get you more confident in what it is that you are creating. Right? What it is that you're looking to harvest for yourself. So you got to get clear, right? You know, if we're going to like the gardening analogy, so if you're like, okay, well, I want to harvest carrots, but you grab potato seeds, you know, guess what? You're not going to get carrots. Sorry, honey, that's not how that works, right? Like you're like, I'm going to plant these potato seeds and just hope that carrots show up. Well, It's just not, boo-boo. It's just not the way that works, right? We have to plant. We have to sow in a way that is correct, concise, and then we can reap exactly what it is, right? The more complicated we get, you're like, all right, well, I just want, you know, I want a potato farm, but I'm going to throw in some like barley and some wheat and some whatever. I did throw a couple potato seeds in there, but like, I don't know. Like now you've got all these different roots and everything in the way. And so when it's time to harvest, you're like, I can't get to my potatoes because now I have this huge like wheat stalk in my way. I have to like get a scythe and like cut through and get to, and it's just, I made it way more complicated than it needed to be. Right. And I think it's so funny because like planting makes it seem like, oh, super simple. Like, let me look at the picture. Okay. These are oats. These are whatever. I don't know. Whatever plant, you know, seeds you got, you like pick up your little package. You see that they're bean sprouts. So you're going to expect that they're going to be bean sprouts. You follow the directions on the back and like, you know, does it need a lot of sun? Does it need a lot of shade? What gardening zone do you live in? Should you put it on what side of your home to get the best kind of sun for it, the best kind of irrigation for it, the best kind of soil for it, all that kind of stuff. You take a little bit of time, do a little bit of research in the beginning, then you put it in the best way that you can. And maybe you don't have a yard, right? Like I have a balcony, right? So maybe you're like, okay, well, I need to plant it in pots, and maybe I need to buy a light because I live somewhere that doesn't get a lot of sunlight. So maybe I need to buy a little helpful happy plant light and give it a little extra vitamin D, right? Like maybe I need to kind of cultivate a space for it so it can thrive. And as it's growing, maybe I need to get a bigger pot so it can grow even more, right? We might start a little bit small, but we might need to change up the space and the environment so it can actually thrive in where we're trying to create and cultivate and grow. And that's the same analogy. Like that analogy is perfect for our life. We sometimes need to move spaces so that we allow ourselves to grow even further. Anyone who's ever watched Boy Meets World knows that Mr. Feeny would talk about that real quick, right? So like, you have to create the space for yourself. Create the space that's going to be at its optimum. It's going to allow you the optimum place to grow and thrive and get the results that you're looking for, right? If you are looking to like build a whole lot of muscle and you are in a space that only has treadmills, you're probably not going to have the like results that you're looking for. Treadmills equal cardio. You might be able to like put it on an incline, and this is going to get way too into the weeds with it, but like, you know, you can change it up a little bit to maybe impact the muscles in a different way if you do your research with the cardio equipment that you have available to you. But I would highly recommend that you pick up heavy things and put heavy things down. If muscle like definition is what you're looking for, you can do that. You don't necessarily need a squat rack or whatever. You can pick up a heavy like 50 pound bag of rice. I don't know. Find something heavy, pick it up and put it down multiple times. And that's what you're going to do, right? Looking at how are you going to put it towards whatever body part you're looking for. Like that's going to take a little bit of time, research and effort, and you're going to effort that. But then you also need that rest time for your muscles to heal and build that muscle tissue. You're not going to lift every single day. No, you're going to have a break day so that your muscles can repair themselves, build up and bulk up. All right. The same happens. Everything you can bring it to your business, back to the business, right? You're going to create the content. You're going to create the marketing. You're going to get your messaging down. You're going to show up in wherever space that you want to. If you're going to run up and down the street and like throw out flyers, or run up and down the street and scream your product from the top of your voice, maybe, you know, you want to put out some ad spin on getting a big ass billboard on Hollywood Boulevard. I don't necessarily recommend it, but that's a choice that you get to make, right? You get to choose. Maybe you show up on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and just talk about what it is that you do, the fire that you bring, the power that you have, and you share it. And then people get connected to that message, get connected to what it is that you have to say, what it is that you're putting out into the world, and they start showing up for you. And then, you know what? you keep being consistent with it. You keep showing up for yourself. You keep talking about what it is that you've got going on. And eventually, someone's going to buy that product. Someone's going to buy that service. Somebody is going to share your podcast with their friends. Somebody is going to believe in the thing that you believe in because you believe in you, right? That's where the harvesting comes in. So, you know, if you reach your peak or whatever, and you're like, all right, cool, like this is all I need. And then you're just going to allow it to continue to cultivate. You're going to allow other people to continue to show up. And maybe you don't have to go live every single day. Maybe you go live once a week. Maybe you only show up whenever you have something new that comes in, whatever works for you, because you've done the research, you've sown the seeds. And now when you've harvested, you've figured out what works. You figured out maybe, you know, you put 3 seeds here, but maybe you only need 1 seed of this plant. So like to get it to grow and thrive the way that it needs to. If you get overcrowded, too much content, a lot of people get confused and they don't show up. But if you do it like just a little bit, maybe it's the other way around. You got to figure it out, right? You've done the work for you. You found what works for you. You found what feels good for you, and you find what gets the results that you're looking for, and keep doing it. Right? You keep doing it. You keep sowing. You keep reaping. You keep having an extraordinary life. Yes? With that, I'm going to invite you to check out my new meditation series, Activate Your Inner Shift, to really work on that mindset, right? Like we talked about having that confident mindset. So if you're like, okay, well, that's cool. That's nice to say, but like, I don't really have a confident mindset for myself. What do I do? How do I get there? Check it out. Check out the Activate the Inner Shift meditation series. You can go to www.mamatenergy.com. Sign up for that. It's free for you. Okay. Remember to always subscribe, share this podcast. We got Mondays and Thursdays, new episodes that come out here, also free for you. And then if you're ready for a more hands-on experience, a little more coaching, more community, more in-depth work towards creating that happy, extraordinary life that you're looking for, I invite you to join me inside the Home membership. It is a Facebook group. It is a paid Facebook group, and in that group, so you need a Facebook profile if you want to participate in the space. It's a monthly fee. It is like a wellness center for your mind, your body, and your spirit. So I'm super excited for that space, to hold that space for you and help you cultivate an extraordinary life for yourself. And then of course, we also have one-on-one stuff that you can book a call with me. Let's talk about one-on-one mentorship, if that's something that you would be interested in. And with that, I will say ta-ta for now. I will catch you on the next one.